Hi there, my name is Jonas Wagner and I'm going to show you how to use HTTP Ripper to download movies and music from websites. HTTP Ripper is a special tool because it works with almost every website. So that's the cool thing about it. Now let's get started by downloading it. Scroll to the download section, click on the source code link, save it, double click on the archive, select extract again. Now it has been extracted to the desktop, so we'll go to our desktop, open up the folder. There's a file in there called install.sh, so double click that file and select run. Now you'll have to enter your password to install something on your local system. I'll just do it. Then a dialog will pop up telling you that HTTP Ripper has been installed. Select OK. Go to Applications, Internet, HTTP Ripper, and now look on the top of it. There's text saying HTTP Ripper is running on localhost colon 8080. Remember that number after a colon. In my case, 8080. We'll use it to configure Firefox. So open Firefox again, go to Edit, Preferences, go to Advanced, select Network, then select Settings, use a manual proxy configuration. Enter localhost as HTTP proxy, and the port is the number you've remembered before, in my case 8080. Hit OK. Select close, and there you are, ready. Now you can select record HTTP Ripper. And let's visit a site where you can download something called YouTube. You might know it. I'll just download a short movie I made. Movie is very short, so you won't have to wait for ages. Now go to the HTTP Ripper and you see a list of all the files that HTTP Ripper has been intercepted and that you can now save. Just order it by size. Now this is because your movie files and music are mostly the biggest files. Now because that's only a 4-second movie, it's not that big, but you can clearly see YouTube, get video, right, that has to be it. Now hit save as. Give it a name. I will call movies something with .flv for Flash video, because mostly it is Flash. So I'll just call this monkey.flv. Hit save again. You're good to go. One file saved. Now I'll show you to download some music from a site called Jamendo, which is actually a free music site. But as I said, it should work with every other site as well. Now, this is music from a band called Manowar of Steel. Pretty funny, actually. So, now I'm going to select Tricycles of Steel. Open up the player. It's loading. As soon as it's loaded completely, it should have appeared. Well, it is, and this time, yes, it is the largest file. So, select save as again. Give it a meaningful name. Well, Nanowar and save it. Now, that's basically it. Next thing you want to do, for sure, is open up the files, so go to your home directory or wherever you saved them, and open them up. They work. On Windows, they might not. You might have to install a proper player. I recommend VLC or Video LAN Client. There should be a link somewhere, so you can find it. Now, one last thing. Now you're finished. Close HTTP Ripper, and you want to continue surfing. You'll notice this error message, which looks quite ugly. Now it says proxy servers refused connection. It's basically just HTTP Ripper is no longer running, so it cannot be used anymore. Just revert your changes. Go again, edit, preferences, advanced, network, click on the settings button, select use system proxy settings again, hit OK, close, hit try again, and everything works again as before. So I hope you enjoy HTTP Ripper. If you find any bugs or have any problems, do not hesitate to contact me. That's it.